Yeah, the BC Lions are all set to roar into town tomorrow night against your Riders, and a number of players will get some game reps. The veterans I'm talking about here, head coach Corey Mace has said it is important to get them some reps as to how long they'll play. Well, that's still a question mark. BC, though, starting the season 5-7, but have since rattled off 5 straight wins, needing one more to clinch second place in the West. There's a lot on the line for them, and before I get to Belton Johnson, I just want to share this. After losing to BC last week, Elks quarterback Cody Fajardo, he made his own Grey Cup prediction.
BC is on a heater right now, and reminds me a lot like our 2023 team when I was with Montreal. Just got hot at the right time, and we went into their den, and we got shellacked. It was tough. They flew around coming off a bye week. They showed us some stuff on defense that they haven't shown all year, and in my opinion, that's a Grey Cup winning football team.
There you go. Joining me now is Grey Cup champ Belton Johnson, our Green Zone analyst. Cody making a prediction there. He thinks it's the Lions going to the Cup, man.
I had to disagree with him. I think the Riders going to the Cup.
Me too. How do you see this game? Let's just talk about what the coach is likely to do. We're going to see quarterback Trevor Harris. How much playing time? Like, what do you want to see the vets have in this game?
For me, I think you play them 2 quarters, and then, you know, after halftime, you play them that first series in 3rd quarter, right? Because especially like Trevor Harris. Yes, he's been there. He's done it. He's seen everything. But he's still got to, you know, get that chemistry down with the receivers and everything, right? And because they do have next week off, Greg, right? So just to fine-tune some things. That's all I want to see. And like you said earlier there, you know, I just want to make sure that these guys leave the game injury-free, healthy, and everything.
Well, this is a big game for the Lions, and more on the line than for us, right?
That's right, because tonight, I believe, the Stampeders and the Elks play. So if the Stampeders win tonight, I just got a feeling BC, they're going to bring it with the Riders, because if they beat the Riders, I believe they could probably get second places. A lot of jostling for that second place in the West here. So still some good football left to be played, Greg.
Certainly is. Belton Johnson, my guest, watching the kickers, a favorite pastime of yours. I know, Belton. No Lothar tomorrow. Rusty is back. We'll see American Michael Hughes make his first professional football start. I think he had a brief stint with training camp, at least with the Browns this summer, but this will be something to watch.
I've definitely been watching the kicking game a lot this year, Greg. So I am interested in seeing what the new kicker here, Michael Hughes, can do, you know, with Brett Lowther sitting. So I'm hoping that the Riders are able to let's kick some 50-yarders and see and everything, because these guys have to be ready for the following, not next week,
yep,
the week after that.
Kickoff for the game Saturday against the Lions, 5 o'clock, 3 o'clock, the Green Zone pregame show starts with Belton on there as well, too. Hey, some of the best have been recognized as the team award winners were announced this week. I won't go through the whole list, but what did it say to you, that list?
The one that really stood out to me was Most Outstanding Canadians, I believe, and A.J. Allen for the Riders. He was a nominee. I felt like A.J. Allen, he really opened my eyes this year. Like, he had an amazing season. Probably could have been up for a defensive player as well, most outstanding. But that's a guy who, I mean, he brought it every game, you know, interceptions, sacks, tackles. He was on it, and so well-deserving of him.
All right, Belton Johnson, enough football talk. Let's talk about the World Series, the Blue Jays. I say the Jays will win in 7. How do you see this series going down?
Oh, man, Greg, have you seen what the Dodgers, the pitching they got? Have you seen Shohei Ohtani? I'm going to start there. Yes, I'm rooting for the Blue Jays, but that's going to be a David versus Goliath. But I'm going with the Dodgers in 6 there.
Yeah, you're going with your head. I'm going with my heart. Jason 7. Not a surprise. I don't think many will disagree with you on that one, though, Belton. Always fun to have you on a Friday morning, pal. You have a good weekend. We'll hear you on the Green Zone pregame show tomorrow, okay?
Hey, have a great weekend, Greg.
Springsteen fans might be headed to theaters this weekend because of this new movie starring Jeremy Allen White from the series The Bear. He plays the boss in Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. This is actually him singing as Springsteen, too. Yeah, that's pretty incredible. It does sound like him, and the movie is peeling back the curtain on a critical but little-known chapter of the Rock Titan's amazing career, the making of his album Nebraska, and the depression and mental health struggles that accompanied it. Springsteen spoke about it while promoting the movie this week.
Well, music was the first way that I really medicated my anxieties and my depression, you know. I really knew a lot what to do with those 3 hours on stage. It was the other 21 that were killing me.
Jeremy Allen White, as I said, plays the boss, challenged himself to take on this role, knowing that he doesn't sing or even play guitar.
I was scared right away, and I said, I don't sing, I don't play the guitar. Are you sure you don't want to cast somebody that, you know, already knows how to do these things? When I spoke to JD, my guitar teacher, I said, hey, I'm really excited to learn how to play the guitar. And he said, you're not going to learn how to play the guitar. You're going to learn how to play these Bruce songs. I only know the chords necessary for really the album of Nebraska, which is only 4 or 5 chords. And then in singing, it was like, all I want to do is sound like Bruce.
And Springsteen himself was off and off camera most of the time, acting as a bit of a soundboard for him.
I had his support the whole time, and that was very, very important. I couldn't have done it without his guidance.
That's got to be weird, though, playing the boss, and he's standing right there. You would think it'd be a little pressure, but not really.
I had some trepidation going into it because I just know how beloved he is. I recorded the majority of the album, Nebraska, and Bruce listened. And he called me and he said, you know, you sound a lot like me. You don't sound just like me. You're making the song your own.
Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere is in theaters this weekend, including our Cranmore IMAX theater. Look, again, I challenge you. This movie is based on Nebraska. Is this Jeremy Allen White or Bruce singing?
You want to know why I did what I did? Sir, I guess it's just a meanness in this world.
Okay, what do you think? Is that Springsteen or Jeremy Allen? Okay. Frank, my producer, thinks it's Jeremy. Is this Bruce?
You want to know why I did what I did? Sir, I guess it's just a meanness in this world.
All right, what do you think? Is that Bruce Springsteen or was that Jeremy Allen White? I believe that if you said the first one was Jeremy, you were right, and that last one was Bruce, but they're pretty close. Well, the World Series begins tonight, and we are broadcasting all the games live starting at 6. Every game of the series, we're proud to be a part of the Sportsnet Blue Jays radio network. So if you're out running the kids around to the rink tonight, as I know many of you are, for practice, some actually are already playing games, or maybe you got football practice or a game, minor football wrapping up too, and there's high school football. And no matter what, we've got you. If you got an old transistor radio, you can use our app. It doesn't matter. We've got the game. 6 o'clock starts. Yesterday, it seemed like every media around the world was in Toronto as the players met, chatting about the game and the excitement it all brings to town. Prime Minister Mark Carney showed up there to chat with some of the players and Jays manager John Schneider, predicting victory and responding to a question as to whether or not President Trump had called him about a wager, a friendly wager.
Jason Six, well, you know what? I think he's afraid. I think he's afraid to make a bet. He doesn't like to lose. He hasn't called. He hasn't returned my call yet on the bet. So I'm ready. We're ready to make a bet with the U.S.
Okay, that was earlier yesterday. Given Trump has said this morning about calling off trade talks for now because he was mad at the commercial from Ontario's Premier Doug Ford. Maybe they just added to it. I don't know. But Carney admitted that his upcoming trip to Asia to attend 2 summits, as Trump will be doing, was poor timing to watch the World Series. He's going to be gone for most of it. But Vladimir Guerrero Jr. said he was in touch with his mom yesterday.
She say she's proud of me, and no matter what happens, she always going to be proud of me.
I think we're all going to be proud of you no matter what happens, Vladdy. What a run he has had. Just hope his bats are still working tonight. The lineup for Jay's merchandise outside of Rogers Center, I guess, blocks long, and as fans stood there, the media was asking how they're feeling.
We're on a run, and we got them. No problem.
My gut doesn't lie. It's saying Jay's in six.
We're an underdog, but I think the boys can come through.
22-year-old Trey Savage has been given the green light as the starting pitcher. 22 years old. All of us. The country on his shoulders.
We represent this entire country, and we're this country's team, so we want to go out there and do everything we can to make this country proud of us.
It's going to be awesome to see that young kid do that. And we saw Bo Bichette again practicing yesterday on second base. Manager John Schneider, again watching closely, asked how confident he feels Bo could play second base.
Pretty confident, to be honest with you. You know, I think we're going to see how he feels after today. You know, he's been doing a lot of stuff, a lot of build-up to get to this point, and just kind of get his feedback after today. Again, I don't want to put him in a spot to where he's going to feel like, you know, he hasn't played in a while. I don't want to put him in harm's way. I mean, I want to do what's right by the team, too. So I think everyone's at the point to where they understand they're going to have to do whatever it takes. And Bo's worked really hard to get to where he is right now. So we'll kind of take this down to the wire a little bit and see how he fits in.
And Schneider was asked how close he thought 2 years ago they were to signing Shohei Ohtani instead of him going to the Dodgers.
But you never really know what a player's feeling in free agency, and there's a lot of things that have to line up for them personally, too. So you can't really think about what if. You know, you think about the 26 that we have. He's a great player. I'll say it again. I hope he brought his hat, the Blue Jay hat that he took from us in our meeting. I hope he brought it back, finally. But and the jacket for Decoy, you know? It's like, give us our stuff back already. But he's a great player.
That was pretty funny. And later in the day, another reporter asked, Shohei, did you bring the hat back?
John Schneider's been talking about the fact that you haven't given the baseball cap back for when he gave you a Jays cap when you were here in Toronto. Do you still have the hat?
Schneider監督からもらった帽子まだありますか? It's in my garage.
Fighters official coming September 15th next year to Mosaic Stadium. One of only four Canadian stops on the tour. Joining me now from the Real District CEO, Rick Bennett, who made it all possible. I give you props, my friend, gaining the trust of concert promoters again to bring some big shows to Regina. It's been a battle, right? Congrats.
Greatly appreciate it. I tell you, the team has worked incredibly hard, but they're really excited to bring this absolutely incredible show to Regina. Hey, keep in mind, this is big. This is going to be loud, and it's going to be incredible.
Well, take us behind the scenes for a moment, Rick, on what it's been like trying to convince acts to play our outdoor stadium. It's not always easy. They seem to be going to Edmonton a lot more because of the larger stadium.
Yeah, sure. You know, if an act wants to play a big stadium, they may go somewhere else. But what's really important to a lot of the acts is that the production is fantastic. So we've spent months of bringing and stitching this together. There's been a lot of conversations, a lot of discussions, and it was important that we could demonstrate we sell out concerts. And that's what we've done, not only Friday and Saturday, but Sunday to Thursday, which is really unique for the Saskatchewan market. So there's good comfort. We're going to produce well, and we're going to have a sold-out show as the target.
They go on sale next Friday, 10 a.m. Okay, now, is there another window open wide enough next year, Rick, for another concert? Like, I know with stage setup and preparation, you need a couple of weeks window. Is there another for next year that might work?
That's our goal, and you've heard me say a couple times, Greg, you know, live entertainment is a regular conversation in our office. So once the stadium's dressed up and ready to go, you bet we want to leverage it up for another potential show. And we're exploring that, but we also recognize there's, you know, the riders have got a set schedule. We have a lot of other users in the stadium. So we balance all of it, but our goal is definitely another act for next year.
Do you have one bookmarked yet?
I'd love to tell you. I'd love to share the details with you. But as we network through the artist agencies, our promoters that we work with, There's definitely growing interest. And that comes off the backs of 5 sold-out concerts in a row.
Rick Bennett, CEO of The Real District. Are you consciously thinking, too, Rick, outside of concerts? Like, you see the Savannah Bananas or whatever they're called. They sell out Allegiant Stadium in Vegas and around the U.S. That's the baseball team that's kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters. But they're crazy popular. Or what about a Grey Cup bid? Anything like that? Another one of those coming down the pike?
Well, definitely there's always good collaboration around pursuing those high-profile national Canadian Grey Cup-type events, or Grey Cup in particular. Savannah Bananas, wow, that's just a funky game to watch. It's really entertaining. I had a look at their schedule through next year, and I don't see anything that's north of the border anywhere in Canada. So I'm not sure it's on their radar at this point. Perhaps they're...
Rick, you've got to start drawing them.
Yes, I agree. We'll work hard.
You got us the Foo Fighters. Do more, do more. Hey, lastly, Rick, tailgating. The city and province want to make it happen. I would think those who sell drinks and eats inside your stadium may see this as a bit of a negative because they'd rather sell the food and drink to them. Do you feel tailgating is going to be a conflict, or do you support it? And how do you see it unfolding?
We've been a huge supporter of tailgating. Listen, it's a great tradition. It's a Canadian classic, family friend. In the parking lot, we've got some designated plans to pull it off. You know, we've been highly supportive of working with the Rough Riders to bring this into place. It's important to us. The goal here is more fans, more activity. That's a win for everybody.
Rick, I guess I just want to ask, this concert with the Foo Fighters, you need one or two of these to really haul the Real District kind of out of the situation you're in right now where it's been some lean years. It's acts like this and events like this that make the Real District win, right?
Well, it definitely contributes, but let's not forget the economic impact across Regina and Saskatchewan is huge. So not only it's part of our business plan, recovery plan, but we also want to be part of a broader solution to bring more business, tourism, culture, activities to Regina as a whole.
Well, you know,
if we could put a couple more flights through the airport, fill up the hotels in town and be a catalyst to do that. That just feels great, and that's a win.
Yeah, it's definitely a win with economic spinoff with events like this. Hey, Rick, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Let's talk soon. Thanks, Greg.